Fresh
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right. Richest musicians in the UK and Ireland. Top 10. Almost all of them are classic rockers. Who's the richest? Paul McCartney. $1.08 billion is what Paul is worth. Okay, second on the list. They got to divide it up, but you two, they're worth $780 million.
Nice.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's, you know, for those guys, they haven't been around as long as some of these other people on this list. Elton John is number four. Andrew Lloyd Webber is number three at $618 million. Elton John is number four at $493 million.
J.K. Rowling in there somewhere?
No, these are musicians.
Oh, musicians.
Yeah. Sting is number five at $300 million. Mick Jagger is number six.
Did Sting sell off his publishing rights yet?
Wait, they got this mixed up. They've got...
because if Sting sells off his publishing rights, he's going to jump up into the $700 million club.
They have Sting at number five at $300 million, and they have Mick Jagger at number six at $397 million. So they've screwed this list up somehow. Yeah, I can't imagine Sting would be worth more than Mick, although Sting had a solo career, has a solo career. But it's still hard to believe he would be worth more than Mick. But this says Mick 397, Sting 300. I don't know why they have Sting at five and Mick at six. They have Keith at seven at $378 million, Keith Richards. The Harrisons, Olivia and Danny Harrison, $368 million. Ringo at number nine at $356 million. And Ed Sheeran is number 10 on that list at $324 million.
That guy was homeless at one
point. How old is that guy?
He might be 30 now.
Really? He might be 30 and he's already worth $324 million. And it's not like he's not like making it like, what's her name? Like Rihanna, right? Like it's not like perfume money. This is straight music, huh?
He's 31, yeah.
Man. He's got just about enough money to buy Kurt Cobain's 1969 Fender Mustang guitar.
I put it in sports just because that guy owns the Colts.
Sold a few days ago for $4.5 million. Jim Irsay of the Colts owner has probably the coolest collection of rock and roll guitars. Bought it. And the thing about this guitar was it went way, 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 way more than they thought it would. The original estimate was $600,000 for the Cobain guitar, which was used in Smells Like Teen Spirit. But there, a bidding war broke out. Now, we don't know who Irsay got into a bidding war with, but the two of them jacked this thing up to $4.5 million. And Irsay said, I am thrilled to preserve and protect another piece of American culture that changed the way we look at the world. And the guy who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage says he was triggered by Chappelle's jokes about the LGBTQ community and homelessness. He says he never wanted to hurt Chappelle. He said Chappelle should be more sensitive when it comes to his comedy. The suspect says he identifies as bisexual and has been homeless. He's also a wannabe rapper who once put out a song about Chappelle.
And he spelled his name wrong.
When he was asked why he was carrying a fake gun with a blade inside, he said it was because he is a minor celebrity. This guy's facing four misdemeanor counts.
Minor
and
is the understatement of the word.
With a broken arm and a couple of black eyes.
You're a minor celebrity because you got your face caved in when you ran on stage.
And let's close the trash with some Stephen Colbert from his show talking about inflation at restaurants.
These expenses are being passed on to the consumer. At one pizzeria in Mississippi, a 15-piece order of chicken wings used to be $13.95, but can now be around $27.95. And wing costs can vary so much, they've often just labeled market price. Market price! On menus, that's usually reserved for things like lobster. So I certainly hope you get to pick your own chicken from the tank out front. Prices are so out of control that the restaurant owner says he's trying to decide whether to keep raising prices or take wings off the menu. Wings were only on the menu because they were the cheapest damn part of the chicken. Now they're going to have to substitute something else. Introducing Buffalo Wild Beaks.
Buffalo Wild Beaks. Now, what kind of sauce do you want on your Wild Beaks?
Brad Habanero.
Habanero. Brad and John, KISM. 50 gallons of gas going out the door today. Well,